everyone. My name is Maria Thomas, and I work for Allianz Research, the global team of economists, strategists, sector advisors, and foresight experts of the Allianz Group, led by Ludovic Subron. Welcome to Tomorrow, a podcast where we'll be talking about our latest analyses of economic and capital market developments, as well as our views on trends affecting risk management. Let's get started. After the high-speed and broad-based rebound in 2023, what's the outlook for business insolvencies in 2024? In this episode, we find out from Anu Kuanathan, head of corporate research, and Maxime Lemerle, lead analyst for insolvency research. Hello, Maxime and Anu. Welcome to the podcast.
Hello, Maria.
Hi, Maria.
So how did 2023 end for business insolvencies?
Yes. To make it short, 2023 ended as expected with both a high-speed and broad-based rebound in business insolvencies globally. So overall, 3 out of 4 countries posted a rebound with a plus 29% increase in the simple average for the countries concerned, which was not only faster than in 2022, but also the fastest momentum since the great financial crisis. So we had exceptions, but it were mainly in emerging markets, notably the BRICS, and altogether, since they account for a noticeable share in global GDP. That's why our global insolvency index increased by only 7% last year in 2023, from 1% in 2022. And all that means that this year, 2024, started with insolvencies already, let's say, well above pre-pandemic levels in most advanced economies, with the US and Germany and some others, such as Italy, as exceptions. But they are strongly catching up.
In your report, you write that the outlook for 2024 will be shaped by several reality checks. And the very first one is the looming profitability squeeze. Can you tell us more about that?
Yes. So, Maria, we are expecting a profitability squeeze for companies because we are seeing a number of factors that are going to be challenging company financials. The first one is that as we see a deceleration in global demand, this is going to weigh on companies' revenue. Secondly, we are still operating in a world where energy prices are high, wages are continuing to grow, and also in many specific sectors, we still have supply chain pressures. So considering all that, we are expecting a profitability squeeze in most regions, and the expectations in terms of earnings per share for 2024 are scaled at minus 0.7 percentage point globally.
What are the other reality checks to watch out for?
So there are a number of reality checks. We've just been through the profitability squeeze. The second one would be uncertainty, not only from geopolitics, but also from local politics. So a large number of countries representing about 60% of global GDP are heading to the polls. We have elections in the US, which are highly uncertain. We have elections coming up in the UK, and also the European election, just to name a few. And so this will add a layer of complexity and risk to business operation. It will also probably increase volatility for raw materials, FX rates, etc. So this is clearly going to complicate businesses' operations. And the other reality checks, obviously, we are still in a rate in a higher interest rate environment. So financing and liquidity conditions are going to be tight. And we are seeing also that companies are burning cash in most countries and in most sectors. It's also going to be a reality check for new businesses. A lot of businesses were created during the pandemic or just after the pandemic. And this is going to be the first year without major government support and with a challenging macroeconomic backdrop, as I just mentioned. And the last one is that some sectors, which are labor intensive, such as hospitality, transportation, retail or construction, are seeing a lot of pressure. And this is going to also increase risk for the broader economy.
So what are your forecasts for business insolvencies in 2024 and 2025?
So Maria, at a global level, we expect another acceleration this year in 2024 by around 9% year on year. And that's before stabilization at a high level in 2025, next year. It would mean that this year we expect 4 out of 5 countries to see business insolvency increasing, by 12% in average, with the largest increase likely to be in the US and Spain and the Netherlands. This broad-based rise would push two out of three countries above their pre-pandemic number of insolvencies as soon as this year. And that would be up from half of the countries last year. And for next year, 2025, we expect a stabilization of our global insolvency index. But looking at countries in details, it means that a majority of them would post a trend reversal as the economic activity and financing context improve. European countries in particular would see the largest decreases, most often from a strong bounce back over, let's say, the past years and from a historical high level of insolvencies.
And what sectors will be the hotspots?
Hanno already mentioned some of them, but I would say that the sectors and firms most exposed to the risk of weaker for longer demand of higher labor costs and prolonged high financing costs will be the hotspots. So first, those that rely on discretionary spendings. Here we can mention manufacturing and retail of non-essential goods, as well as hotels, restaurants, tourism, and other leisure activities. Secondly, the labor-intensive ones. Here we can mention construction, water transportation, healthcare, some specific business services, and hotel and restaurants again. But of course, all the highly leveraged firms will remain under pressure, whatever the sector.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Maria.
Thank you, Maria.
Thank you so much for listening. You can find the full report we just spoke about on our website. We'll leave a link in the show notes. If you'd like to discover more of our research, you can also follow the Ludonomics newsletter on LinkedIn. We'll leave a link down below for that too. If you like the podcast, please send it to any of your friends who might like it too, and leave us a rating and a review. We'd love to hear your feedback. In the meantime, stay tuned for the next episode.